Hello and welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Kurdish region President Masoud Barzani, who has served two terms as president and according to the law is barred from running again, is considering running anyway. Barzani has been playing a more and more dangerous game with the central government in Baghdad. He has made oil deals with Turkey despite being warned not to by the central government, as well as taking in Iraq's fugitive vice president before he left for Turkey. What is going on with Barzani, and why does it appear that he wants to go against the central government in Baghdad?
Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region, beneath the calm surface, political tensions are brewing inside the region. Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani is said to be preparing for a third term in office in the next presidential election on September 21st, 2013. This has sparked tension in Kurdistan's political arena, with the opposition group Change Movement condemning it as unconstitutional and a violation of the democratic process. The Iraqi Kurdistan's constitution stipulates that a president can be in office only for two terms in a row. Barzani has been at the helm in Kurdistan since 2005. The alleged decision to run for president for a third time has been construed as a double standard on Barzani's part, as he has been lashing out at Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri Maliki, accusing him of thirst for power. Observers say Barzani is enjoying full support from Turkey in his showdown with Baghdad. He is insisting on staying in power in line with Ankara's desire for the Iraqi Kurdistan's vast oil and gas reserves. For its part, the federal government in Baghdad has criticized Turkey for what it calls Ankara's interference and negative role in Iraq. Turkey has established independent diplomatic ties with the Kurdistan region without permission from the Iraqi government. Ankara has also entered into oil contracts with Erbil. This is while Baghdad says under the Iraqi constitution, any political or economic ties with the Kurdistan region must be coordinated with Baghdad. Turkey has also given shelter to Iraq's fugitive vice president, who has been convicted by a court in Baghdad over acts of terrorism inside the Arab country. Until recently, Iraq and Turkey enjoyed neighborly ties. Relations between the two have been steadily worsening over the past couple of years, with tensions showing no sign of an ease.
I'd like to welcome my guests to the program from Erbil, Mr. Othman Ali, political analyst. And from Baghdad, a political analyst, Mr. Ali Al-Nashmi. Thank you both for being with us. Well, I'd like to start this off with Mr. Othman Ali in Kurdistan, in Erbil. Now, Mr. Barzani has served for two terms. In your perspective, what is the need for a third one, as the law of dealing with the presidency only allows for two terms in a row?
Yes, I personally think it would be better for Barzani to not to run for the third term, because Barzani have strongly called upon the Iraqis and especially the political parties in Baghdad to pass the law which defines and bars Maliki, Mr. Maliki, from running for the third time. So it looks a kind of not being authentic, not, it will have, it's a kind of double dealing. So, and Barzani could still play a role in Kurdish politics, even if he doesn't run for the election. However, one has to point out the opposition parties, especially Goran and the Islamic groups, have not put real, put come forward with a candidate, and it appears to me, Barzani will run for this for another term, and he has a good chance to win the election.
Well, let me just jump in here, Mr. Ali. How is that possible when technically, according to the law, he can only have two terms back to back, and he already has? So why haven't they put another candidate for it?
Okay. First of all, Kurdistan's constitution, regional constitution, is still a draft. Moreover, there is some leeways in the constitution which KDP has found, and some of those leeways are valid, where Barzani could run for the election. No, what I meant, the opposition parties, Goran, the Goran movement, which is very strong, and Islamic groups, have not come forward with a single candidate which will be able to stand to Masoud Barzani.
Okay.
All indications shows if Masoud Barzani runs, he will win. And I personally think he will win.
Okay.
And I personally think he will run.
All right. Well, let me get Mr. El-Nashmi in on this discussion. Now, Barzani has been accused of having double standards as he's been lashing out at Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and accusing him of being thirsty for power. How does he exactly justify trying to run a third term Iran?
You know, Mr. Barzani, he thought and he think he is the creator of Kurdistan, and he is the leader, and he have a right, and he have a law to make him a leader forever. And that feeling, I think it's very normal, because he have some right, because his father and he is leading the struggle against the dictatorship and against Saddam Hussein. But in the democracy, because this is not a private area for al-Barzani and his family, in the democracy way, and if he create that democracy, he must make it a real democracy. In order that, he insists to take another term or the third term. And he thought there is no one can help the Kurdish people in this time, because they are facing a real problem with the central government, with Baghdad. Without his leadership and without his party, the Kurdish, they will lose many privileges. They take it in that time. Then he insists in this. But I think the constitution really refuses him, because they don't allow to give him a right to be another third term. But there is some condition in the constitution. He will use it. That condition say, if the parliament, the majority of Kurdish parliament say, allowed him to take the third term, he will be the third term. And I think he will use that term or that condition, and he will, because the opposition in that constant, in that parliament, it's not strongly, as my colleagues say. I think the Islamic wing and Goran, they will not more than 30% of that parliament. And if they make a vote about the third term, I think he will win that, the third term.
Okay, Mr. Ali, let's expand a little bit outwards from Kurdistan and from Iraq and look at the relations now between Kurdistan and Ankara, because they have the Kurdistan region has very close relationship with Ankara, even to the point that the central government in Baghdad has from time and time again actually been very upset and have talked about the situation with oil and gas deals being trying to be made directly from Kurdistan with Ankara. I'd like your perspective on why are we seeing these types of actions?
We are seeing this type of action basically because the Iraqi democracy, whether the constitution or the practice, is vague, it is not mature, and there are many ways to interpret. The Kurdistan region says the Article 62 gives it right to have ties, especially economic ties, with the countries abroad like Turkey. Moreover, Barzani, I will put it this way, Kurdistan regional government's economic ties with Turkey predates the present government, predates the present, constitution. And when the Iraqi constitution was passed in 2005, it agreed that those relationships which have predated these constitutions are legal, and it gave it legitimacy. And Turkey's ties with rest of Iraq was, before the Syrian crisis, was powerful economically, politically. The Turkish government had kept an equal distance from all political groups in Iraq, Shiis and Sunnis and the Kurds. But what happened after the crisis in Syria, the Kurdistan regional government chose to side with the opposition, with the access of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, US, and other countries which are trying to topple the regime. And Prime Minister Maliki's government in Baghdad agreed to stay in the axis, which includes the Islamic Republic, Syria, and Lebanon, which wants the regime of Bashar Assad not to be changed, and to the issue in Syria to be settled politically. I really think the main difference is that, because if it comes to the constitution, Iraqi constitutions and many federal constitutions, including the one in Canada, allows regional state, regional governments to have economic ties.
Okay, well, let me get Ms. Al-Nashmi in on this discussion. Let me turn back to Baghdad here. Mr. Al-Nashmi, I want your take on this question. Hold up, please. I want your take on the same question. According to our guest in Arbil, it's totally within the Iraqi constitution that Kurdistan can basically act almost independently of the central government and making various deals with other countries. I want your perspective on the relationship right now with Kurdistan and, for example, Turkey. And do you think that what we're seeing is actually constitutional?
No, of course, the relationship between the central government and the Kurdistan region, it's a normal relationship, because the Iraqi constitution say we are a federation, but really, actually, we are not federation. We are confederation, because you know the federation, they must that region follow the central government at the capital, but that region make the foreign relationship, and they have special policy, and they make many relationship with another country against the central government, and they have many idea, and sometimes make many problem to the central government. In order that, I don't think this is independent. It's not federal relationship between the central government and the region of North and Kurdistan. In order that, I say this is unnormal. They use it, the Kurdish side, they use it anything to make the central government weak, because the strength of central government make that region is very weak, but the weak of the central government make the region is very strong. In order that, they make relationship with Turkey, and that relationship against the relation with the central government. And you know that many things it's happening in Baghdad, and the many declaration declared in north and from the Barzani or from his friend or his colleague in the leadership, they all always make declaration against what the
decision take.
Stay
with me, Mr.
Al-Nashmi.
All right, stay with me, please. I want to take a look at some of our Facebook comments from some of our viewers. Let's check it out.
It's totally unconstitutional. He has served 8 years. We fought for freedom and democracy, not for one family to have all the power and wealth. I think there is a chance he can run for a third term, as he has the final word on everything in Kurdistan region, and whoever says no to him or even to his family will pay a heavy price. Believe it or not, democracy can fit us in Kurdistan, as the tribe still has the decisive role in the politics of Iraq's Kurdistan. The power and wealth are divided between the two ruling parties only. As long as the people of Kurdistan keep silent towards this monopoly of power, nothing will be changed. No pressure is expected from the West, as their interests are considered by Kurdish rulers.
Well, what about that, Mr. Ali, looking at some of the comments and talking about the sheer power that Barzani has, almost sort of like a monarchy. We also know, actually, that his nephew is also the prime minister there. Let's talk about the makeup of the situation. Basically, one of our viewers saying that those who would be against him would actually sort of be fearful because of the type of power that he has. Your take, sir.
First of all, I happen to share the view that what we have in Kurdistan is a long ruling of KDP and PUK partnership. But to say it is a monarchy, that's not true. It is not accurate. Moreover, since the emergence of Goran movement in the last 4 years, people have been very vocal in criticizing him in the parliament, in the media. So that expression that he will pay heavy price, this may be things of the past. In the last 4 years, things have changed. However, I happen to share the views expressed by some of your viewers that it would be better for Barzani, Masoud Barzani, and for the sake of election democracy, not to run for a third term. But I have to say that what my colleague said in Baghdad, that we have a confederation, not a federation, this is not accurate. The Kurdistan regional government, all its action have been really based on the constitution. However, I have to say that there are vague articles which is used by the federal government and the regional government. But the main issue is really is this. Kurdistan region have lost, and its leadership have lost trust in Baghdad. They think that Mr. Maliki have recently tried in a very unilateral way impose central government's centrist ideas of the past in Kurdistan. That
let me just jump in here, Mr. Ali. Let me just jump in on a comment you just made.
In 2003,
can you hear me, sir?
Iraq as a federation.
Can you hear me, sir? I want to jump in here because you said that there's distrust. Distrust in the central government coming out of Kurdistan. Does a region of a country, though,
yes,
have the right in that way to basically totally go against a central government? I mean, wouldn't that ultimately cause the breakup of Iraq?
Well, if its question is addressed to me, I think it is both way true. Yes, it will eventually, if the current situation will continue, yes, it will lead to breakup of the... And I really think the central government is playing a role in that by acting unilaterally, by ignoring the Erbil agreements in which the central government, in which the forum of the government in Iraq was to be by consensus, by partnership. Unfortunately, recently what we see is unilateralism in Baghdad, and that is pushing the Kurds, unfortunately, towards thinking very seriously of independence.
Okay, well, let me turn to Baghdad and get Mr. Al-Nashmi's opinion. Mr. Al-Nashmi, if a situation, as our guest has agreed to in Erbil, basically it is causing more separation and could ultimately lead to perhaps a division of the country, who benefits from this? Why would the leader of Kurdistan, why would he be promoting this type of behavior if it could cause the breakup of the country? Who benefits from this?
Yes, I think the Kurdish side, they are working and
Baghdad, please, Mr. Al-Nashmi,
to make more independent, and that independent, and they have a right. Yes, historical Kurdish people, they have a right. And they have a language, and they have a nation, and they have the history, and they have a civilization, in order that they have a right to make their national country, but not against the other, not against the right of the Iraq. In order that there is a struggle, historical struggle, a national struggle now between the central government and the region government. And that struggle bellers or bases or something like the oil and gas law and about the relationship with another country and the partnership with some foreign political planning from central. And this is just a way to make that independent. Kurdish people and Kurdish leader knew, and they know that they don't have a right now to declare the independence. And the region refused, the countries around Kurdistan refused that declaration. And even the big power and the superpower like America, Russia, China refused that in order that the time they are not in their side.
Okay.
If they found the time, their side, they will declare it. Then in order that they go in the gradual, step by step, to that independent.
All right, I'm just about out of time, but I want to give both of you closing time here. Turning back to Arbia, 30 seconds. Your take, future Kurdistan region and Iraq.
I think Kurdish people freely and the Kurdish leadership really wants to remain within Iraq, but the centralization tendencies of Maliki government are pushing the Kurdish region and Iraq in general to go toward the scheme which Joseph Biden have suggested, three separate states. So it will be in the interest of Kurds, interest of Iraq, the central government in Baghdad,
okay,
to come to terms with Kurdish government in Kurdistan. It will be in the
interest of Nashmi, 30
of
seconds,
everybody.
Please.
It will be in the interest of the Islamic Republic,
all
of
right,
the Middle East.
Thank you, Mr.
General,
Ali. I'm out of time. Ms. Al-Nashmi, 30 seconds. Your take, sir. Ms. Al-Nashmi, can you hear me?
Yes, now I hear
okay,
you. Please,
your take, future, very quickly, though, sir. Future Kurdistan and Iraq.
No, I think it's very negative future between the Kurdistan and the central government. I think the time is coming to struggle between the central government and that region. And if the foreign agenda held that struggle, I think they will be armed to struggle in the future that we don't want.
All right. Well, thank you both for being with us on The Debate right here at Press TV. Mr. Othman Ali out of Erbil, political analyst, and out of Baghdad, Mr. Ali Al-Nashmi, also political analyst. And thank you, viewers, as always, for being with us on This Debate. Join us same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzieh Hashimi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thanks so much and goodbye.